Welcome to 5-Minute History from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. Episode 59, The History of Renewable Energy. The history of renewable energy is one that stretches back to the earliest days of human civilization, even though the concept of renewable energy, as we understand it today, is a relatively modern term. Long before the Industrial Revolution, humans relied on renewable sources of energy for their basic needs. The use of wind, water, and biomass was central to early societies for everything from grinding grain to heating homes. However, it was not until the challenges of fossil fuel dependence and environmental degradation became apparent in the 20th century that renewable energy began to emerge as a crucial component of the global energy mix. One of the earliest forms of renewable energy harnessed by humans was biomass. Long before the invention of modern power generation, ancient peoples burned wood and other organic materials to produce heat for cooking and warmth. Biomass, in its simplest form, has been a cornerstone of human survival for thousands of years. It was the primary energy source until the widespread adoption of coal during the Industrial Revolution. Wind power also has ancient roots. As early as 5000 BCE, the Egyptians used wind to propel their boats along the Nile River. By the 9th century CE, windmills were being used in Persia, modern-day Iran, to grind grain and pump water. These early windmills were rudimentary compared to modern wind turbines, but they laid the foundation for the development of wind power as an essential energy source. Windmills eventually spread across Europe, where they became a common sight in rural landscapes, especially in the Netherlands and Britain. Water power has been similarly crucial throughout history. The use of water wheels to generate mechanical power can be traced back to ancient Greece and Rome. By the Middle Ages, water wheels were widely used in Europe for grinding grain, sawing wood, and powering various types of mills. The basic principle of using flowing water to generate energy remained largely unchanged for centuries, though it became more sophisticated with the advent of hydroelectric power in the late 19th century. The Industrial Revolution in the 18th and 19th centuries marked a turning point in global energy consumption. With the discovery and exploitation of coal, oil, and natural gas, fossil fuels quickly became the dominant energy sources, powering factories, transportation, and homes. This shift led to an unprecedented era of industrial growth, urbanization, and economic development. However, as fossil fuel consumption increased, so too did the environmental consequences, including air pollution, deforestation, and the beginnings of climate change. By the early 20th century, scientists and engineers began exploring alternative forms of energy, particularly as concerns about the finite nature of fossil fuels grew. One of the pioneers in renewable energy during this period was Albert Einstein, who in 1905 published a paper on the photoelectric effect, laying the groundwork for the development of solar power. While Einstein's work was theoretical, it spurred interest in harnessing the power of the sun for practical purposes. The first solar cell capable of converting sunlight into electricity was developed in 1954 by scientists at Bell Labs in the United States. This early photovoltaic, PV, cell was highly inefficient, converting only about 6% of sunlight into electricity, but it represented a major breakthrough in the quest for renewable energy. Solar technology continued to advance in the following decades, though its high cost limited its widespread adoption. Hydroelectric power was the first renewable energy source to be widely commercialized on a large scale. The construction of the first hydroelectric power plant took place in 1882 in Wisconsin, USA. This development marked the beginning of a new era in energy production, with dams and hydroelectric plants being built around the world. By the early 20th century, hydroelectricity was a key part of the energy mix in countries such as the United States, Canada, and Norway, where abundant water resources were available. Even today, hydropower remains one of the largest sources of renewable energy globally. The oil crises of the 1970s marked a turning point in the modern history of renewable energy. When the price of oil spiked due to geopolitical tensions, governments around the world began to recognize the vulnerability of relying on fossil fuels. This led to a renewed interest in finding alternative energy sources. During this time, governments in the United States and Europe began investing in research and development for solar, wind, and geothermal energy. Although renewable energy technologies were still in their infancy, the energy crisis demonstrated the need for energy diversification. Wind energy also made significant strides during the latter half of the 20th century. In the 1980s, commercial wind farms began to appear in California, taking advantage of advances in turbine technology and government incentives. Wind energy, once limited to small-scale applications, was now becoming a viable option for large-scale electricity generation. Improvements in wind turbine design, including the development of taller towers and more efficient blades, allowed wind farms to generate more power at lower costs. By the early 21st century, renewable energy had entered the mainstream, with countries around the world recognizing the environmental and economic benefits of transitioning away from fossil fuels. Solar power, in particular, experienced rapid growth due to falling costs and improvements in efficiency. The introduction of feed-in tariffs and government subsidies in countries like Germany, China, and the United States spurred the installation of solar panels on homes, businesses, and solar farms. Similarly, wind power grew exponentially, especially in regions with favorable wind conditions such as Denmark, Spain, and parts of the United States. Denmark, which had invested heavily in wind power since the 1980s, became a global leader in wind energy technology and production, with wind turbines generating nearly half of the country's electricity by the 2010s. Other forms of renewable energy, such as geothermal and biomass, have also played important roles in the global energy transition. Geothermal energy, which taps into the heat beneath the Earth's surface, has been particularly useful in countries like Iceland, where geothermal activity is abundant. Biomass, which involves the burning of organic materials such as wood, agricultural waste, and biofuels, continues to be a significant source of renewable energy, especially in developing countries. The rapid growth of renewable energy in recent years is largely driven by concerns over climate change and the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. As governments worldwide commit to reducing their carbon footprints, renewable energy technologies have become essential to achieving those goals. In 2015, the Paris Agreement marked a global commitment to combat climate change, and renewable energy is at the forefront of the strategies to limit global temperature rise. Today, renewable energy continues to evolve, with new innovations such as energy storage technologies, smart grids, and floating wind farms offering exciting possibilities for the future. The history of renewable energy reflects humanity's ongoing quest to harness nature's power in a sustainable way, ensuring that future generations can meet their energy needs without compromising the health of the planet. While challenges remain, the progress made so far offers hope that renewable energy will play a central role in powering the world for centuries to come. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5MinuteHistory.com. If you get a chance, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it will help us to grow. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute Podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute Murder, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.